I joke a lot about stuff on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I come on off and on sometimes, say some random shit. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. I'm gonna tell y'all this story about this time I went to a comedy show and seen the comedian, the headliner, get knocked the fuck out. And then from that day forth, I started going to the gym and boxing and shit like that. But this is the funniest shit in the world. First of all, this nigga show was in the countryest part of Florida, like the real country boondocks. They call the shit the muck. The real country, them boys chase rabbits, like for real. And when I got to the show, I noticed that the police was heavy. They was heavy, there was heavy police presence. And not only that, but they was like searching you and your car when you pulled up to the club, like for the comedy show. Like they knew some shit was gonna happen. I walk up, they pat me down. I'm telling them I'm the feature for tonight. I got my homeboy with me, my homeboy Tony. Tony was big dude. Tony was in the service. He was in the Marines. Shit, like I think Tony was in the Marines or the Navy. One of them, he was in one of the. He was in, I don't know. He was just big as hell. He was with me. You know what I'm saying? So we come through the door, and thank God the headliner daps me up. But inside the dap though, he got the money, so he daps me up. He pays me for before the show even starts. Thank you, know, like I said, thank God. I really needed that, and then the show begins. So I go up, I do about 10 minutes, maybe 12 minutes, and I noticed towards the end of my set it was a guy in the crowd. He was heckling me, but I felt his energy, like something about his energy was telling me, hey man, this is not the nigga to play with, man. You know what I'm saying? So I joked with him. He joked back at me. I joked with him. He joked back at me. I was like, ah man, you got it, man. You funny as hell. I had to tell him that because I'm in his city. You know what I'm saying? It's just me and Tony. I'm in his city. I know this is city. I can tell how you kicking it. So the headliner come up. The headliner come up, and the headliner, you know, he went to doing his thing. The headliner dressed like he dressed like Woody. He dressed like Woody from Toy Story. So he got on cowboy boots, tight ass jeans, got a little fake gun on his hip, he got a championship belt on his shoulder, like he's the champion of comedy. And then he had the country ass cowboy hat. And I never forget it, man. He started doing the set. And he went immediately to that dude. I guess trying to show that dude like, nah, nigga, I'm the man. This is my city, nigga. You at my comedy show. So he went immediately to him. Him and the dude going back and forth, back and forth. He fuck around and say something to the dude that was funny. It was real funny, real funny. Everybody crying. The crowd erupted. I'm like, damn, this nigga getting love in his city. And after he said that, he had the little fake plastic gun on his hip. So he pulls the fake gun off his hip, and the DJ repping him up too. The DJ had something to do with it. He pulls it out. He points at the dude. And he said, "Bow, nigga, you dead, pussy nigga." And the crowd erupts, go crazy. Oh man, everybody going crazy, man. So this nigga from the crowd walks up on stage. Not a comedian starting like, hey man, y'all need to get security. Like this nigga up on stage, man. Hey, security at? Like, you know what I'm saying? The nigga looks at him. He walks around. He like circle. He like walk a circle around him like shark. Like you know, like a shark when a shark be circling their food in the ocean, and they know the shark about to hit it. So he walks a circle around him. Walks the circle, and he just still off on his ass. Boom! He hit his ass so hard. First he fell first. He was holding the mic. He fell first, right? And you would think the I don't know, man. It's some type of science to this shit too, because he landed before the mic fell. So he landed, boom. Then the mic fall, boom. And then nobody does nothing. Everybody just at a pause. Now we like. Man, what the fuck just happened? Like, this nigga just got knocked out of his show. My homeboy Tony, he kind of big. He grabbed me, like, hey, man, stand right here. Like, this shit finna get crazy. Like, I'm like, all right, what the fuck? So, the dude that hit him, he stays up on stage. You know what I'm saying? He stays up on stage. He's a champion. Why did security run up to the stage? And they didn't grab him. They asked him to get down. Because, like I said, this man was obviously the man in the city. So they bring him down. As they bring him down, everybody is a if people you know females screaming, they're like, oh my God, is he dead? Because he not moving, his body just still up on stage. So I'm not trying to leave because I don't know what's about to happen outside. So we wait like 10, 15 minutes, and his body still up on the stage. But it's so crazy because now it started to look like a wake. Like, you just seen his body on the stage. And it was people around the body off the stage looking up at him on the stage. It's probably like five people standing behind the body that was looking like the choir, the funeral director, like him and his crew. But for the most part, so it's like 15 minutes later, he's still laying down. My homeboy Tony was like, "Hey man, I think we need to get up out of here." So I was like, "Let me go view the body before we leave, so I can say, you know, I can say bye to him." Well, he was like, "All right, yeah, go ahead." So I walk up there to see the body, and he like, I know he up now. It's been too long. It's been like 20, 25 minutes by the time I made it to the top to get to the front part where his body was at, and his eyes was blinking, but it was closed. Like, he was waiting for everybody to leave to get up. But man, the funniest shit that happened when I was leaving, my homeboy Tony looked at me and he was like, "Man, that's fucked up." I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "I can't believe he lost that belt." He lost the championship belt.